We're getting closer to the solar eclipse happening on August 21st when all eyes will be on the sky. This is Lisa Berry, but there is a lot to be cautious about when trying to look at this unique solar event. So we've asked a Michigan medicine ophthalmologist to join us on 89.1 WEMU to make sure we can observe the eclipse safely. So let's welcome Dr. Rajesh Rao to 89.1 WEMU. Welcome, Dr. Rao.
Thanks for having me.
You are a retina surgeon, assistant professor of ophthalmology and visual sciences at the University of Michigan Kellogg Eye Center. I think we really could use your input on what's safe and what's not okay when checking out the eclipse. So where do we begin with all that?
Well, we understand as ophthalmologists and physicians that there's going to be a lot of interest. It's pretty rare for solar eclipse to happen in North America, in our area. So we know there's a lot of interest, and we just want to make sure that people out there take the right precautions to protect their eyes.
I understand it's going to take a few hours for it to become to totality. Is there ever a time in that multi-hour process that it's going to be okay to look at the sun?
Not in our area, and in fact, in Michigan, there won't be totality, and totality being where the face of the moon covers the entire face of the sun so that you only see a rim of the periphery of the sun. And that won't happen in our area. That will not happen in our area. So there's really no safe time to look at it directly, unaided, without special solar filters.
I guess it's going to, quote-unquote, peak for a couple of minutes, though, right around 2:20-something. That's what I guess what
right.
I meant by totality. And, yeah, we're not going to see the whole 100% around here.
Right. And because of that, generally in the path of totality, in the other areas where it does happen, there will be three phases before, during, and after. And here we're going to have a situation where the moon will partially cover the face of the sun, but not entirely. And in that case, it's not safe to look at the sun without solar filters. And really the safest way to do that is when the event is happening, to really be looking down first, having the solar filters, which are approved for direct observation of the sun. As you're looking away from the sun, put them on your eyes and then look up at the sun. That's what will happen in our area. Now, if you're in the path of totality, what ophthalmologists are recommending is the same thing, putting on your glasses during the moment that the moon is first covering the face of the sun, then looking up and observing it. And during the moment of totality, which will happen in limited areas and no more than 3 minutes, the sky will get very dark. And that's the only time that it's really safe to remove your glasses. Or the filters, and then the moment that the moon comes off the sun and you see that crescent of light from the rim of the sun expand over the sun face, you have to really put those solar filters back on.
Now, I was lucky enough to get a pair of solar filter glasses from NASA, and so I should feel good about that. Are you sure it's okay? I can put them on and look at the sun anytime during the whole process?
Yes. Now, they should have a number affixed to them, clearly labeled on them, ISO 12312-2. And these are the filters that are approved as safe for your eyes to directly observe the sun. In absence of that label, you know, using sunglasses, any kind of sunglasses, using your iPhone, a telescope, binoculars, those will not be safe for our eclipse here.
I don't think we can say that enough. I think people are going to say, oh, I got my sunglasses, I can look at it. But say that one more time.
It's extremely important not to look at directly observe the sun or the eclipse without those specialized solar filters. It's not safe to use any kind of glasses, including sunglasses, your iPhone, binoculars, telescope. These things are not safe and can actually cause some permanent damage to your eye.
I think a lot of people are worried about children, too. The minute you tell a child, don't look at the sun, they're probably going to want to look at the sun. Do you think it's wise to keep them indoors, or do you want to share this experience with them? What's your best recommendations?
That's a great question. I mean, obviously, kids will want to look at the sun, and I really think it depends on the parents and the parents' responsibility to ensure that if they think their child will look at the sun without the filters on at the moment that they get out and they're seeking to look at the sun, that they have the filters on beforehand, even putting them on, you know, indoors, helping them guide them outside. Because once you put the filters on, especially indoors, it would be very dark. But the moment they're outside, putting them on and making sure that during that entire period they have them on. Because like I said, here in Michigan, it's not going to be safe at all at any moment in time to be looking at the eclipse without the solar filters.
And what kind of damage can you do to your eyes if you do?
In the back of the eye, there's a thin tissue called the retina, and it's this really wallpaper-thin tissue nearly that is packed with light-sensitive cells called photoreceptors. They basically take in the light, and they help collect it and put it, send that visual information back to the brain, where our brain processes the visual information from the light. But that's a very delicate and light-sensitive tissue. It's used, it has a very wide range, meaning, you know, our retinas work in dim light all the way up until bright light when we're outside. But they are not used to the levels of light associated with looking directly at the sun. So there are wavelengths of light within sunlight that can be particularly damaging. And there's a central part of the retina called the macula. And in the macula, there's about a 1.5 millimeter, very high real estate area called the fovea. And that area is what we use whenever we fixate on anything, such as driving, reading, recognizing faces. And if we aim that fovea right on the sun during the eclipse, or even not during the eclipse, without proper filters, you can get damage in that highly critical area called the fovea. And basically what happens in that time there, believe it or not, these small holes called outer retinal holes can form. And, you know, over time, sometimes they can go away, but they're a significant proportion of time, if you're looking long enough at the sun, those holes can persist, or they can cause some scarring resulting in permanent central vision loss. And that's really what we want to avoid. And we think the best way to avoid that is to have those filters on your eye when looking at the sun.
If somebody should look at the sun during the upcoming eclipse, what kind of symptoms should they be on the lookout for?
With the filters, it shouldn't be a problem. But if they're looking unaided, it's almost like when anyone looks at a very bright area of light, including the sun, you can have dark rings or a dark circle in the center of your vision. They can be different colors, blue, black. But these are the things that generally are transient if you don't look long enough. But if you look long enough, they can be permanent, and there can be basically be a spot in your central vision that you can't see through. It can be gray, black, it can change over time. But the point is, we need that central area vision to do all the things that we do every day, and that's the area that we want to protect.
So bottom line, that we're talking to Dr. Rajesh Rao, an ophthalmologist from Michigan Medicine, about the upcoming eclipse. Don't look without the special glasses.
That's right. And before you even look up at the sky, when you're looking down, put them on. Once you put them on, it's okay to look at the sun, and keep them on until you stop looking at the sun. That's the most important. We really want everyone to enjoy this once or twice in a lifetime opportunity, and we think this is the safest way to do it.
Dr. Rajesh Rao, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks so much, Lisa. Anytime.